Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kylie Camps, owner of The Kind Parenting Company, wife, proud mum of twin boys, and happiness advocate. This podcast is a place for women who want more from life. It's your time to cultivate more self-care, compassion, happiness, love, and confidence. Let's have real conversations to help you feel better, choose better, and live your best life. Welcome to episode number 27. I am sitting down with you this evening. It's Sunday night, and this is a spur of the moment kind of podcast because I just feel, an impulse to sit and speak with you and share, life updates. That's what we'll call it. And the reason that I'm wanting to sit down and just touch on this topic and share a little more is that on Friday I answered some questions over on social media, which is at Kylie Camps on Instagram, and it became really apparent to me that whilst I've spoken about the life changes on my stories in the past, did that a couple of weeks ago, obviously not everyone listens to stories every day. I'm not that self-important that I would think that every single person who is interested, you know, has a chance to listen every day. But it became really apparent to me that a lot of people didn't hear that day that I sat down and opened up and shared that things had been changing in my life. And I wasn't prepared for the influx of messages. Like, I just wasn't prepared for it. On the day that I sat down and spoke about it on Instagram, I was really prepared and it was really, really hard, and I definitely shed some tears, but I was ready to speak about it a little bit, and I was, like I said, I was prepared. So as soon as I'd spoken about it, I personally logged out of social media, and I had a wonderful support network. I had a girlfriend here, and I had Melissa, who works for me, jump straight into the DMs. And she was replying to everyone, which was so, so nice. And I guess if you're not in that world, which you might not be, it can be a bit of a weird thing to even, try and get your head around the fact of sharing life updates and also the potential repercussions. And I knew that there would be people who would be upset and emotionally invested. And I just knew that I needed support in dealing with that, because in life, I'm sure you can relate to this, if you ever go through, or when, it's inevitable, when you go through hard things, one, it can be hard to share them and talk about, and two, it can be hard to protect yourself against other people's responses. So that's why on the day that I spoke about it on Instagram, I did have that support network, and I did make the choice to log out of social media. But it just became really apparent to me this Friday that a lot of people didn't know, and that's fine, because how would they know? But I just, I wasn't mentally prepared for the onslaught of messages and people's reactions, and I have logged out of social media over the weekend now, and it's been such a nice breather. But yeah, I just wanted to sit down tonight and talk about it a little bit, because sometimes it's better in the spoken word. Like, I do like to write things out, and truthfully, I had a post ready to go, but I just thought, oh, the text can be interpreted in so many different ways, which is why I opted to speak on stories. But anyway, this is a very long-winded intro of saying to you, I'm sitting down tonight because I wanted to share with the community that do follow along and who do feel invested that there have been some really big changes happening in my life, and in the life of our family over the last couple of months. And it's just not felt right to really speak about the topic. And even now, it doesn't feel what's the word? Like, I can't speak completely freely because it's not just me. It's not just about me. And, you know, I just want to be massively respectful. So I'm not going to be going into the ins and outs of things for sure. But I will say that over the last couple of months, our family dynamic has changed, and Matt and I have separated, and it's been incredibly tough. It's been the toughest few months ever. I can't even really articulate the roller coaster of emotions and put into words how it feels to even say that out loud. It's really confronting and a bit confounding as well. As I said, I'm not going to go into specific reasons of why we came to that conclusion, but I will say that, you know, I've had some pushback. I've had some people message and say that they feel really, really let down and really upset. Or I've had messages and comments saying, you know, if you two can't make it, then what hope do the rest of us have? Or you seemed so happy. And the truth is, we have been happy. Like, we've had a wonderful relationship. And, you know, someone commented recently saying, if you can't make it, who can? And the thing is, I do feel as though Matt and I have made it in a sense, because we both feel that we've had a great relationship. And yes, we've shared things that we've learned along the way, and we've given little tips and tidbits. And those are all things that we've learned, because relationships are a work in progress. You know, I had someone message and say, I think it's a bit crazy that you've given out relationship advice. The thing is, I am someone who uses the social media platform as a bit of a blog and a bit of a way, not a bit of, a complete way of sharing the ups and downs of life and creating connection with other women in particular. And the things that Matt and I have shared in the past are things that we've learned, because you can only grow if you put yourself in the position of learning. So yes, I've shared tips on staying loved up. That doesn't mean that was fake. You know, Matt and I had an amazing relationship, and I would say that we were very loved up, and we were always working on things. And yeah, I don't know, it's a hard one, I guess, to put into words without going into details, but obviously I can't and I won't. But I will just say that, you know, over the last couple of months, something that Matt and I have, you know, and I can't speak for Matt, but something that I personally have come to really lean into is understanding that we can't just judge the success of a marriage by who makes it to their deathbed. Like, that's just such an old-fashioned, outdated way of going, oh, you know, that's a successful marriage because those two were together forever. If you're not serving each other and lighting each other up in the way that you want to be lit up, then is it successful if you stay together just for that longevity? I don't know, that's up to each and every one listening to decide for themselves. But for myself, I know I would rather look at relationships and judge the success of that relationship based off how much did they grow, how much did they love, how much did they learn, how happy were they during that time, and were they brave enough to know when they were no longer serving one another to the best of their ability. And that might sound a bit airy-fairy or a bit fluffy, and that might even sound like we didn't put in the work. We've definitely both put in the work. But sometimes you just have to really, I'm kind of speaking like sometimes you just have to, but when what I'm trying to say is I believe that you have to go with what you know to be intrinsically true within yourself, because if you don't, that's when things go wrong. When you're out of alignment with your core, like the core knowing that you have inside you, when you're out of alignment with that, that's when shit goes bad. And so rather than getting to a place where shit goes really, really bad, it's going, you know what, I have this inner voice within me and I need to listen to her and I need to honor her. And I mean, there's so many moving parts. This is kind of making it sound like it's my decision, but it's not that case. It's just a lot. But I just wanted to jump on here and say, yes, that is true. Matt and I have separated and I don't have all of the answers right now. I don't think anyone ever does. And all I can ask is that whilst people do feel invested, and I completely understand that, that before offering your disappointment, your feedback, your comments and things like that, just take a moment to remember that there are real people on the other side of that. It's kind of a wild thing because I know that we all have opinions. You know, I have opinions myself, but I would never cross the line of messaging someone that I don't know and, you know, saying to them, have you thought about the kids? Like, as if that's a wild thought. Like, oh no, we didn't consider them. Of course we've considered the children. Or, you know, I've had people messaging and saying, and what are you going to do about your house? And I just think like, oh my gosh, let me just get my head around one step at a time and just respect that people online, yes, they want to share things, but we also have a right to privacy and we also have a right to share when we feel ready to share. So right now at this point in time, I guess all I feel ready to share is that we have separated, that we have been living apart, and we have, of course, kept the kids as our North Star. Their wellness is our number one priority and we're super united when it comes to that. And, you know, who knows what will happen, but this is what's happening right now. And I completely understand people will have questions. I've had questions about how are you sharing the boys and, you know, just so many questions. And I know they come from a place of love, but I am a human on the other side and it can be super overwhelming because I don't have it all figured out right now. And like I said, whoever does have it all figured out, but, you know, as I continue to move through this journey, I will likely share things when I feel comfortable to. But right now I just ask that the beautiful people in our community who want to stay in our community, you know, you don't need to say anything because sometimes people's reactions can be really, really hard. Like I touched on, you know, when I first started speaking, in life when you share something with someone and their reaction is so visceral, it can be really hard when you're still getting your own visceral reaction under control, like having to worry about how people will respond. And I've definitely had moments, you know, where I have shared the news and people will say, no, 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 no. And it's like, what do you want me to say to that? Like, how do I respond to that? So I guess that's something that I've learned myself as well to become super aware of is when people are sharing, you know, sharing things with me, to be mindful of how I respond and to not let my emotions, you know, cloud them or take over what's going on for them. So that's something else I wanted to touch on. We have been working with an amazing, 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 amazing children's psychologist for ages now. We started working with her because our boys had a bit of separation anxiety and I just wanted to explore options, and that's been such a blessing because the boys have had a relationship with her through all of this, and so we've been able to really lean on her and find out some of the best techniques to support them through this change because it is big for them as well. And we've just been going very, very age appropriate, and we've been guided by her, and I've actually invited her to be a guest on the podcast. So I'm hoping she'll say yes and we can explore that topic a little bit further once it's not so raw for me personally. And what else? It's just a lot, I guess, to get used to. And it's obviously not something that either Matt or I ever intended upon. We didn't enter a relationship at no point, you know, we never thought that this is where things would go. But, you know, sometimes you have to do the uncomfortable thing and sometimes you have to be brave. And, you know, I say that to myself more than to anyone listening. But That's it. That's it for the little life update. Nothing revolutionary, nothing groundbreaking, but just honesty, which I think is important in this day and age. And yeah, so that's it from me for this very mini little whatever it is, little episode. But I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you caring and I appreciate you listening. And it's been a wild ride, but truthfully, I am feeling so much more in alignment. And, you know, a lot of you have said that online as well, that you feel as though you've noticed that I'm kind of back to myself a bit more. And I definitely have really, really good days. And I definitely have really, really tough moments. But the thing that I'm very grateful for is I have very clear perspective. So even throughout my hard moments, which they're, like I said, they've been there, I really lean into gratitude. And I just think, you know, if this is the worst thing to happen to me today, even though it's shit, it's the absolute pits, even though it sucks and it hurts my heart, if that's the absolute worst thing, then I'm still really lucky because I have two beautiful kids who are healthy, who I know where they are, they're happy, and, you know, that's more than some people have. And it's, you know, there's so many people out there who would kill for that. And so I really tune into that gratitude. I will say one of the toughest moments was when I went down to Sydney for my consultation for surgery, which I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on that as well, because there have been so many questions about it. But when I went down to Sydney, I had to fill in paperwork, hospital admission paperwork. And I'm going through the booklet and it's all fine and it's all dandy and it's all the standard stuff, you know, your name, your Medicare number, all of that stuff. And then I got to the next of kin. And I'm like, holy fuck. Sorry, I hope there are no little ears listening. But it was just that moment of like oh, I don't want to say panic, but just it just washed over me, like that moment of realization of going, who do I put down for that? Like, how am I in this situation? And I definitely have moments like that. And after my surgery, that was another moment that I was just so overwhelmed and so almost like an out-of-body experience, just going, I didn't plan on this. Like, I never planned on this. And how am I here? And so making peace with that and accepting it and moving through the motions is definitely a journey. But that's what we're here for. We're here to learn. We're here to grow. We're here to move through these things. And I will continue to do so, mostly with a smile on my face and sometimes with tears running down my cheeks. But that is life. So that is it from me for this little episode. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I appreciate anyone who wants to leave love. You know, a double tap and a love heart is more than sufficient. But please, you know, if you have a really strong negative reaction, that's okay. And that's, you know, that's yours. And I don't get to tell anyone else how to experience things that they hear or things that they feel. But I do ask to obviously respect my privacy, Matt's privacy, and also to just restrain from leaving any negative comments, because at the end of the day, it doesn't make the world a better place and it doesn't make you feel any better, really. And yeah, that's it. So thank you very much for listening. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.